fairs would have been held here the second Friday in every month, and also you had markets every Saturday. And the local farmers would have brought in their produce, they'd have brought in potatoes, they brought in eggs, and they would have sold these, and many a bargain would have taken place here around the diamond. A lot of the women would have sold apples and delisk. And you'd have had the traders then coming in from outside. They'd have been selling delf and selling clothes to the local women, to the local men. The fair days were very important days around, and you had a big fair day in May, the May fair day, and also the harvest fair day. And it was great excitement for the children because they didn't have to go to school on these days. Another unusual occurrence which would have occurred here in the Diamond was the rabble fairs. And rabble fairs would have been the hiring fairs. And they would have occurred on the 20th and 27th of May and the 20th and 27th of November. And what happened with the rabble fairs were children as young as 10 and probably up to about the age of 16. They were here in the Diamond and going to be let out on contract to work in the bigger farmers up in the north of the county in the Lagan Valley and also in the neighbouring counties of Derry, Fermanagh and Tyrone. So they'd have been let out for the 6 months. A price would have been agreed here in the Diamond and they went off to work, hard labour for 6 months. I suppose nowadays you'd call it child slavery. And that would have lasted up until about the 1950s.